Thank you, Damien. Officials from the California Highway Patrol arrested 35-year-old Bayside resident Jonathan Rosales on Saturday night after responding to a report of a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of Red Crest. Rosales was headed southbound when he lost control of his 2004 pickup truck, crossed over the northbound lane, and then, while trying to steer back onto the roadway, lost control and rolled several times before coming to a rest down a short embankment. There were two passengers in the car, and one of those passengers, 26-year-old Camille Rand, identified by the coroner, and she's from Arcata, suffered fatal injuries in the crash. The second passenger, 34-year-old Eureka resident Russell Green, suffered minor injuries and was treated and released from the hospital. Neither Rosales nor the female passenger were wearing seatbelts, and Rosales suffered major injuries in the crash. He was airlifted to Santa Rosa for treatment, Rosales being charged with felony DUI. Eureka police have updated the investigation into a stabbing incident at a California street apartment on the 20th that sent two people to the hospital with multiple stab wounds following a violent altercation. Eureka police learned that the victims, Thomas Frank and Ruth Wortman, were squatting in the apartment when, in the early morning hours on the 20th, they were attacked and stabbed by the assailant, a known local gang member who Frank and Wortman knew but refused to identify as the suspect. Frank suffered 15 stab wounds and managed to fight off the attack by hitting his attacker, a 26-year-old adult white male with the letters CWB tattooed on his neck. He hit him in the head with a piece of wood during the altercation. The suspect fled the scene, and Frank and Wortman were treated for their wounds. The attack is not gang-related, and police believe the crime was a crime of passion between those involved, and the investigation has been suspended due to a lack of cooperation from the victims. Arcata police arrested 24-year-old Palos Verdes resident Alexander Vargas early Saturday morning after finding him asleep inside his vehicle parked on the Arcata Plaza. Officers noticed that Vargas, holding a piece of drug paraphernalia in his hand while dozing at a subsequent search of his vehicle, turned up several pounds of processed marijuana, a pound and a half of MDMA, also known as ecstasy, vials of LSD, $9,000 in cash, and drug paraphernalia. Vargas was arrested and booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges. Pending approval from the Board of Trustees, Mendocino College will be offering classes at the College of the Redwoods Coast Education Center in Fort Bragg for the fall semester, a first step in what could be a full transfer of Redwoods facilities to its southern neighbor in the future. The two community college districts are in talks to make the move permanent, and Redwoods President Kathy Smith said in a statement that it's because it's become increasingly difficult to deliver educational services to the coast region due to the distance between the campus and Eureka that they welcome the chance to collaborate with Mendocino College in providing instruction. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies and school officials from Pine Hill Elementary responded to burglar alarms at the facility late Sunday night and found that someone had made entry into the school office by breaking a window. The office had been ransacked and items were removed from the premises. Three suspects, two juvenile girls and a juvenile boy, were seen on surveillance video breaking into the office, and school officials were able to identify the boy. One of the girls was later found at the corner of Herrick and Vance Avenues in Eureka and found to be in possession of stolen items. She was issued a citation to appear and released to the family. A deputy then drove to the boy's house where he was found in possession of stolen items and was also determined to be under the influence of alcohol. He was arrested and taken to juvenile hall. Deputies are still searching for the third suspect. And on Sunday morning, Fortuna police issued a missing person report for a 17-year-old Fortuna girl who had gone camping with friends in Dinsmore on the 26th and who had failed to return home. But by Sunday night, Fortuna police were able to report that they had made contact with the teenager and determined that she was safe and sound. A happy ending. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.